Okay, who knows what to watch then? We'll see who knows, yeah. Okay. I'd like to finish, if we can, some Tzadi Aleph today. We didn't get to finish it yesterday. Perhaps it was overly ambitious on my part. I think we might be able to finish it. We were talking yesterday, and we'll finish today, about the sugya of Meliach Areo Kiroseach. Again, generally speaking, we assume that flavor is transferred through the medium of heat, right? But also when one of the items is salted, now that which is salted can also cause, when something is salted, it causes the flavor that's inside to be imparted, to come out. It's polate. Okay, again, it's not bolea, but it's polate. Salt doesn't increase the ability of whatever the item is to absorb any additional flavor, but it does create the ability to impart flavor. So, if you have issur v'heter mixed together, even though it's cold, there's no heat in the picture, but if the usur, if the forbidden item is salted, so then we're afraid that the flavor, the forbidden flavor that's going to come out of the forbidden item is going to impact the mutter item, and so it's going to be a problem of issur v'heter. Again, if the salted item is the kosher item, then it doesn't make a difference. Okay, it doesn't, then it doesn't matter. It's only if the usher item is was salted. But by basar chol, it doesn't matter, either one, okay, because either one will be polite. So that's the situation with Meliach Kiroseach. We discussed yesterday, first of all, how much salt is salt. I mean, how salted does it have to be? We saw different sheets about that. And we also saw different sheets about how long it has to stay in the salt. How long, and we had a machlokas min akotze la kotze, does the status of Meliach Kiroseach take effect immediately? Okay, as soon as the mixture is made, and then after a while it kind of wears off because the salt, that's the opinion of Tosis and others, because after a while the salt simply is not extracting anything anymore, it's used up, it's kayach or whatever. Or the other way, that no, it doesn't begin to extract until it's been in a certain point. Okay, and we can compare it to Malicha for the purpose of when we're done. We don't learn Hilchos Malicha this year, but a little bit we touched upon it yesterday. So we were up to, if I'm not mistaken, we'll just start again from Anav Gimel with this at the very beginning. The question of Achokas, what do you do? I'm not going to go through the Makaris that we did yesterday, but what do you do? Okay, now Malicha Kiroseach, so what's the din? So here we seem to have different opinions, whether it's Kedei Klipa or Kedei Natila. Natila is more than Klipa. Natila is Kedei Ovi Etzba, right? The thickness of a finger, that's a little more. So we're up to what the Shulchan Aruch says in Source 45, by us here in Siman Tzadi Aleph, in the Sif Hey. The Shulchan Aruch rules are part of a long sif, part of which we saw already. Umaliach came, Maliach to Bar Orcha, Vafil Achar Shedia. Have Eino Necho Machmas Malcho. Again, the Gemara's language is that salted means that it's Eino Necho Machmas Malcho. It's too salted, but we had different shiurim as to what that was. Okay, and he paskins here in the Shulchan Aruch, the Chabad does, that it's, the salt you would to take it on the way, that you could use it as some sort of a preservative to travel with it. Okay, but Cholzman Sharov Maim Dino Kiroseach. Okay, means that some of this, by the way, he says, Afil Achar Shedich, means that some of that flavor will stay there even if you wash it off. That's how salted it is. But Cholzman Sharov Maim Dino Kiroseach. As long as you didn't soak your water, it's Dino Kiroseach. Lesser Kadei Klipa. Okay, and he passes that it asers the other, the boss of the Chol, whichever it is, Kadei Klipa. Ve'ein Chilak Bein Meliach Elyon V'Tofel Tachnum V'Tachnum V'Tofel Elyon. We had that machokas yesterday also. Does Tato Gavar Yilah Gavar play a role here as it does with Tzon and Cham, which we discussed last week, and we saw those machokas we showed him, and the Mechaber Patsim doesn't make a difference over here. Lo'olam HaMaliach Mavliya V'Tofel Ve'ein HaBolea Mimenu. One line sums it up. The Dover HaMaliach, okay, is Mavliya, it expels, it's polate, that's what we sometimes use, but it's not Bolea. Hilcha. If you had both a piece of salted meat and a piece of salted cheese, which touch each other, tzarech lichov shneihem makom negiyasim. You have to do kedei klipa on the point of contact. V'im echad mehen meluach v'asheni tofel. Tofel means not salted, plain. Okay, not tofel with a test ikar and tofel here, but this tofel, a different word, meaning it's bland or ordinary. Okay, so v'im echad mehen meluach v'asheni tofel. That which is salted, whichever it is, the meat of the cheese is salted. So again, the salted is not bolea, the flavor from the other thing. So all you got to do is wash it off. Okay, but hatofel tzar klipa. That's the mechaber. There are more rights. V'yesh omrim, the bechol malicha on misharim b'samach. Because we saw that many hold that we're always mishar b'shishim because we don't know exactly how much malicha is considered malicha and when does it start and so on and so forth. And he says to look further in the Siman Kufay, which of course will come to his time. He brings in something else which relates to it based on a Mordechai, and you know, you can read through the rest of the sif yourself. Okay, he also brings in whether how dry it is, and various the Shulchan Aruch does. Shulchan Aruch goes on a couple lines later. V'davka shatar lach tzatz, I will yovah shagamre ina bolem v'davah lach shetzlo. Okay, this whether they're both yivashim, so I have different scenarios, which again you should read through yourself. Rekiva Eger points out here in 46. Rekiva Eger points out on this Ramah. Okay, he quotes the name of this v'heter the davka ma isur tzol. Be'en below Tarovus Maim. I was with Tarovus Maim, the Miyad Shalom Tarmalucha Tocha, Tome Lach, Tafsi Koch Hamelach Ayin Shalom. He has a distinction that if there's water, if there's liquid in the mix, okay, in other words, if there's liquid, it's diluted, in other words, so then the salt does not transfer the same way. Okay? Again, the Ramo had made a chilik between Yavesh and Tzol. All right, and there's a greater chumrah of salt than if it's liquidy, but if there's water in the mix, then we don't have that chilek. That's what he points out. Okay, the next case, which relates to what's going on, that's sifay. Okay, you read through the rest of the sif yourself. The next case is the following important mishnah in Chulin Sadi Bavmud Beis, the end of the previous parak, parak Gidon Nosh. It's interesting, if I'm not mistaken, if you look in the Masifta Gemara's. Usually they divide, you know, obviously there are multiple volumes per Masechta, right? Because they have so much information there. So they have, I don't know, they divide usually at the end of a perek, right? But here in Chulin, they start, if I'm not mistaken, the volume that has perek, Kalabasa, our perek in it, it doesn't start. It starts at the end of Gidon Nosha, because the end of Gidon Nosha is very relevant. There are a lot of important points that are really relevant to Kalabasa. So here in Sadi Vavmud Beis, the Mishnah says as follows. Yerech, it's the thigh, the cut of meat, okay? Shenisbashel bo Gidon Osha. Okay, you cooked up the meat and the Gidon Osha was in it. Okay, you cooked up the meat and the Gidon Osha was in it. Okay? So, im yesh bo menosen tam. If it gives off flavor, then hareza surah, okay? The tam kicker gives off flavor. And then keitzer mishana sukib also loves. How do you figure out how much flavor it gives? Because, so it says, kibbasa belefes, Rashi next page says, it simply means, roin kilo yerech lefasos. Let me just talk about vegetable, right? And the hagid basa, vil hoyanos, and tam basa, kashir hagid, lefas yerech asif. If that quantity of meat with vegetables would give off a flavor, in other words, if you compare meat, you compare the yerech to the gid, to meat with vegetables, if that quantity gives off flavor, so then it's the same thing over here. Kashir is, yalach lemosh misinai. And so on. Okay, so that's what it is. And even though different vegetables, he mentions different vegetables have different, they're affected different ways, that's halacha l'mishum Sinai. However, the meat would give off vegetables. Fine, it'd give off flavor to vegetables. That's how you measure whether the yerech is giving flavor to the gid, is rather giving flavor to the yerech. Okay, good. Now, or the gid is, the yerech is absorbing flavor from the gid. Now, the Gemara on that mission, Chulin Tzadev Amud Beis, going over to Sadi's answer, says, Amar Shmuel, Lo Shanu El Shinis Bashabo, Aval Nitzlabo, that's only true if the Yerech and the Gid were cooked together. Right? The Yerech and the Gid were cooked together. Okay? But Tzli, and again, we discussed much earlier in the year that Tzli is not the same as Bishul. And the Dinim are different if the contact point is through Tzli. So Tzli, then Kole Fa'ocha Achimagil Gid. The tzli was roasted, so then you can eat from the yerech up until, you know, again, the gid is, but the situation, the guy didn't take out the gid, didn't devein it, okay? Devening in Yiddish is called trebering, okay? It's, today, one of the jobs of the butcher is to take out the veins and the chelim and everything else, so you do devein, so he didn't do it. So now you roasted up the yerech, you roasted up the yerech, and the gid was inside. So you can eat it, okay? You can eat it up until you get close to the gid, and then they can't. Kolei v'ochad shemagil gid, fine. Eini v'amar huna gidi shetzolo b'chelvo chela. Asher lechol afila merosh ozno. Okay, but doesn't the Rav Huna said that if you have a gedi that you roasted with the chelev, then you can't eat any of it, right? You can't eat any of it. Why by Girana should we assume that this vein, you know, this vein doesn't impact the whole piece, and yet by Chelev it does? So the Gemara says, Shiny Chelev Dimifapea. Chelev spreads. It's fatty, so it spreads. And this is the point I want to bring out over here. Okay, I'm not interested so much in the Giranoshe problem right now, just where we get this din from. Okay? Let's look in Rashi to explain it clearly. Saivav and Beis. Lo Shonu, right? Rav Huna says, Lo Shonu, or Shmuel, I mean, says, Lo Shonu, Dechiyesh Bobanos and Tam Kala Yerach Asura. When do we say that if the flavor of the Gid gives flavor, then the whole Yerach is also Tzuris Basha? Why? What is Bishul? Why is Bishul differently? It's very important, Rashi. Sharotev Mala Hatam Bechalabosar. When you cook, okay, as opposed to roasting, when you're cooking through the medium of liquid, there's gravy, there's what, so that causes whatever flavor is to kind of flow through the whole piece, right? When you're mivashal something, you're mivashal through the medium of water, or there's other liquid, and there's gravy and so on, so then that kind of flows and spreads throughout the entire piece. So therefore, if the gid is benosin tam, if the gid gives flavor to the yerech, then the whole yerech is going to be awesome, because we assume that the liquid kind of conducted, if you will, or transferred the flavor throughout the whole piece. That's by Bishul. Aval nitzla imo, so as Rashi says, nitzmas besocho enefeviot sebabosa. It doesn't spread, it stays put. Okay? So then, kolavo, komer chotech elyon, you know, cut off the piece until you get to the gid. But Bachelev is different. Okay? Chelev, we said, that if the guy cooked the piece, instead of forgetting to remove the gid, Rashi says, Shalom notal chelev haklayos, didn't take chelev by the kidney, right? A chelev ala shaklayos by carbonus. So the chelev, the fats over there, that's the forbidden fats, he didn't take that out. Then the whole piece, you can't even eat afilim erosh ozno. You can't, with an exaggerated statement, you can't even by ear. And even a place where there is no chelev. You cannot, the whole cut of meat is also even a place where the chelev is nowhere near it. The answer is because it's mifapea. Says Rashi 51 on top of Tzadi's Anam and Aleph, Mivatz Beitz V'Holech, it spreads out, Mispasha V'Cholabosa, because of the nature of its fattiness. Okay, so, what's that have to do with us? So now let's turn to Siv Vav, here in our Siv and Tzadi Aleph. Okay, Siv Vav. Siv Vav. So it says, Heicha Amrina De'ena Oser Ela Kedei Klipa, K'she'ein Shum Achaz Me'achatisuch, so Shemena. Okay, that which we said, that the whole kula, so to speak, here, and Melech Roseach, that it's Kedei Klipa, which he passed not Kedei Klipa, Kedei Klipa, that's Kishe'ein Shum Achas Mechatichas Shemena. That's if neither piece was fatty. Shim Harsa Shemena Kula Asura. But if the piece was fatty, Bechein Chaverta Sukul Mesha Shumon Mefapea. Okay, so the thing is, if it's a fatty piece of meat or a fatty dairy kind of thing, okay, so then it's going to ask the entire thing. Okay? And the Shach says, it's called Nechof, that this, it tells us to take a look in Sim Kuf Hey, where it says, I didn't print it, but the Shach tells it to us in 53, she's called Nechof. We don't make that distinction. We always find Shishim. Okay? So just an interesting thing, Rabbi Kiva Eger brings up in 54, Rabbi Kiva Eger here in Sifhei, on this Ramah, okay, he says, you know, so we have a pile of chumras, he says, v'tov l'hachmer, etc. Okay, that's what it says in the Ramah, v'tov l'hachmer mokum she'in hefsid merubah, okay, that's what the previous Ramah, okay, uv'koch l'shomot delor minat tarti, because what do we say here? What, over in Siman Kuf Hey, here in Sif Vav, it says, take a look. If one of the pieces is fatty, in Siman Kuf Hey, that's what the Shach says. We don't make that distinction. You know why? Because we can't know. It's hard to know what's fatty and what's not fatty. Where do you draw the line? It's hard to. Therefore, we always say Shishim, right? Because we don't have the knowledge necessarily to distinguish from Kachush and Shomen. How fatty is fatty? It's kind of a gray area. So therefore, we're always mocking with Shishim. Now he also said, so Kiriego wonders, do you have to double machmer? We have to look what he says. Uve kachos sheishomet delorim in entirety proposes the ain ano bekiyin ben kachos sheishomet, and also velo bekiyin ben milchus sila kadera v'sagi beklipa. What do we say over here? We said we also know how much salt is salt. We discussed yesterday how salty is salty. Okay, so therefore he says it seems to him you don't have to be machmer both. If it's both a Melech Kerosech situation and it's we don't have to ask for both. We can say kedei klipa, but achar kach chuisi pregadim b'sif seidas. So it's chav the chav b'sif the af pekach or shasim malachasli. Okay, on this night he is machmir even there. Okay, even with a kochlish piece of meat, we're also machmir for shishim and so on. And we do accept the two chumas one on top of the other. And he says ain't a mukhor. Okay. So that's the question. As we said, we don't understand how much melech is the right amount, okay? And therefore, and we said melech or seach, you can do it through klipa, okay? Unless it's mefapeya, unless it spreads, but we don't know how much it spreads. So anyway, the Pergonim piles on both chomers. Okay, and the Pergonim says not so clear. Mistama we're machmer for shishim all the way. Okay, just to finish up the... say this is Simon Tzadi Aleph. The Rosh Perchesim Alam Gimel, again, as you see by now, I hope, before reading the Shulchan Aruch, it was just like what the Rishonim say, that they, just to see the Rishonim inside, that the Shulchan Aruch and the Nosim Kalim get their positions from. So the Rosh Perchesim Alam Gimel, he says, V'hani v'lechai avol tzli boi klipa v'afilu b'tzonin. Okay? Da'idei tzliya rachichu u'boleya. He says, even if the piece has been roasted, it's now cold, but the piece was roasted, okay, you still need kedei klipa. In other words, we talked about tzonin b'tzonin, right? Which we said, what is it in by tzonin? So all you need to do is wash it off, right? But the Rosh says, if the piece was, that's when it's cooked, but if the piece was roasted, okay, and then, if the piece was raw, then just wash it off. But if the piece had been roasted, then, because it's soft, it maybe is bolea, so then you'll need kedei klipa. V'is be'pile, and if it has, the meat has cracks, you know, meat has openings, I don't know the right word, the tech crevices, I don't know what stuff could get in, then also kule, but osagile bol klipa l'chor, the mashma that's likoi, okay, because that's going on tzli, even if it's totally raw, that's a further chumrah, okay. Now the Ran, that's what the Rosh is pointing out. The Tzli always needs klipa, even b'tzonin, because it's soft and absorbs more. Now the Ran on Mem Aleph Mem Beis here in Chulin, b'chai u'tzli, because see the word chai is misleading. The word chai can mean what? Usually means what? Raw, right? But what the Ran and so the Rosh is also saying that chai here means cold. Okay, it doesn't mean it was raw; it was never cooked. It's right now; it's cold. That's what the Ran writes. I mean the chai hainu tzolin utzli hainu roseach. Okay, aval tzli tzonin. He says, disagrees with the Rosh. He says tzli tzonin hareu kishar tzonin da'alma desagel ba'adocha. Okay, he says tzli only means by definition what, that it's hot. Just like chai means by definition that it's cold, tzli means by definition it's hot. Therefore, he disagrees with the Rosh, it's a roasted piece of meat but now cold, so then it has the regular din of tzonin and tzonin. You hear the chiluk? You see, the Rosh said, no, once it's roasted, even, right, look at this lushan, okay, I feel a bit tzonin. There's two words in the Rosh, right? The first two words of that Rosh, where I quoted, I feel a bit tzonin, it requires klipa. The Rosh says, no, if it's tzonin, I don't care that it was once roasted, okay? Tzli means it's hot now. That's what it means. Okay, according to the Ran, chai equals tzonin, tzli equals cham. Okay, and therefore you have a machokas the Ran and the Rosh on this matter. So let's take a look now at the back page. So back in our Siman Tzadi Aleph Siv Zayin, the Rechav Shulchan Aruch writes. Had maflaginan bein necham machmas mochol la'enon necham machmas mochol. That which we distinguish between, again, with the salt and so on, hani mili bebosor chai. That's only talking about bosor chai, okay, which we'll interpret now as cold. Aval tzli roseach, shenofal lemaliach, if a hot piece of tzli meat fell into a salted piece of cheese or something like that, afilo necho machmas malcho, even if it, you know, it's not so salty, still, boy, klipa, because it has a din of tzli. V'miyeshbo b'koyim, oshematu b'tavim, but tzli roseach kula aser. Okay, then the whole thing is aser. And the Ramor writes, v'yeh hu adin ofri umurushal. Okay, And v'yesh omrim dafilu hen tzonanim dina hachi. Okay, even if it's cold, that was the rush. Okay, he says that's the rush. Okay, even if it's cold. V'chein yesh linog, he says, v'shim machmer, im ein hefsid meruba. So that's the, you know, hefsid meruba means it's going to cause a great loss. Now, just as a side point, why is hefsid meruba, you know, an issue? In other words, the din is the din. No, so the answer is when you have a machlokas, sometimes you can rely on the other opinion. You can't just say, well, we don't say, well, you know, if it's Shabbos, the guy can work. If it's hefsid meruba, okay, I mean, there's no shita to laugh at it, right? So you can't, hefsid meruba is not an automatic kind of thing. It means when they have a machlokas and we want to be machmer in one direction, welcome hefsid meruba. You don't have to be machmer. That's important, just conceptually, to keep it in the back of your head. Okay, so that's what the it's a good question. Okay, it's somewhat subjective. Somewhat subjective. Okay, even for me and for you, it might be different. Whatever, guys, a gazillionaire, right? Fine. Okay. Anyway, it's a good aura. I mean, the discussions about it. It's not so. Maybe we'll talk about it at one point. Anyway, that's what the Ramor writes over here, and he says, therefore, you should be machmer. And again, the Ramor is the Mechaber says, yeah. I'm sorry. Almost even if it's cold, that's the din. The only thing is, there seems to be a little bit of a problem in the Mechaber, because the Mechaber himself, the Mechaber seems to say that if it's cold, it's not a problem, right? It's only the Ramah says, Yesh Omrin Tafilo Him Tzonanim. Okay? That is still the din. But the problem is back in Sif Dalib, which unfortunately is not in this packet, we have it back in Sif Dalib, the Mechaber wrote, not Mitzvah the Mechaber, I mean Mitzvah Ramor, the Mechaber wrote that if everything is cold, all you got to do is wash it off, and the Ramor didn't say anything there. How come in Sif Dalad, the Ramor did not make this distinction? Okay, the Mechaber there said, but Dover Tzonim, right, there's no issue, you just have to wash it off. And there, the Ramor didn't pipe up. Well, some people say, if it was once tzli, why didn't you hear my question? Why didn't the Ramor back in Sif Dalet say, well, if it's tzli, we're machmer, like he says here. Here he says, Yeshua filu hem tzonin. You follow the question. Okay, that's what some ask. Okay? The Teretz would seem to, you hear the kasha. Why didn't the Ramor back in Sif Dalet pipe up and say, when the Mechaber consistently said Tzonah, doesn't we're not worried about Tzonah, all you need is Hadamah. And it turns out here that it's not always true. Okay, sometimes Tzonah needs more than Hadamah. So, the answer may be that maybe back in Sif Dalad, when it was talking, Chai meant raw mamish. And here, he's referring Chai as cold. You follow the reason, Ramon didn't say anything back in Sif Dalad. He's there, was talking raw. Well, only Chumrah is it was once tzli and now it's cold. So that's how you can resolve this deal. Good. Just a couple other things here. Let's take a look at the Shach. Okay. So the Shach really has three sheetah. Points out there are three sheetahs here. Shach and Tzikwan Chaf Aleph. Just one second. The Ramor here says that Sli is also af pitzonin. Yeah. Okay, so the Shach writes it actually three sheetahs. Let's read it quickly. Chav Aleph. This is one. Afilu tzonein shenafel lechalav. Afilu nechamach mazmachov boy klipa. And if they are bekoyim, then it's the whole thing is also. That's sheeta one. Sheeta two. Das harayved harashvav varan dima tzitzonin laolam ein tzarech ala adocha ela dima roseach tzarech klipa. And yesh po bekoyim, you know, and so on and so forth. Okay, and he said that's Sita Rashi. Also, three, on the fifth one, Das or Zeruah, Vagos Mordechai, B'Shem, or B'Shem, Peretz, and Smak, and so on, near the Tzlit Tzonin Tzor Klippa, V'Mituvo B'Tavon, Oresh B'Gomba, Hu Tzlit Tzonin Kulo Oso, Abu B'Chai Lo. Okay, so those are the three sheets, but we didn't see the third sheet. Those are the three sheets that we've shown him. In other words, the first two sheets that we saw, right, that's the That was a Sefer Truma, the Ran, that Tzonen falls into. In other words, if they have cracks in it, then it's also a Gamre. It's also no matter what, right? There are cracks in it. But the Mordechai, this last sheet, says raw, if you have cracks, you don't have to do it. You're not also the whole thing, only Kedekli. Only Adokhara, only wash it off. Okay. Finally, you know, I want to say real quick, just along this, I hinted at yesterday. The Bir HaGra does not like this chilek between chai and this chilek that we just mentioned before, that if it's raw, okay, he holds like those shitas, and the Chochmas, okay, we'll leave the grub. The Chochmas Adam is Machmer in general, and that's how we tend to paskin over here. We always require Shishim and so on. Take a look at the Chochmas Adam in Shara Svetus, Kalmem Gimel, Osalav. Kamel on the Lech, Arizak, Kaiser, Medina Dafka, Shmach, Ein Shemochim, Lekdera. That's the Chumadic opinion. Bishaw, Kedei Melicha, Lekdera, and it stayed in that all the time. We take the Chumad on both sides. The honor and the key and the lachen tov lahach mach mishnas and ruah filim nimlach rak mechas tli. The next one goes to ad shadi chenu and so on. Okay, he says, if you're packing it away in the Ashkenaz, he puts in a peckle flesh. You make a peckle of your meat, a peckle of meat. That's called a peckle flesh, which is your meluach harbe, pounded very salty. Again, we don't have this today because it's free. Huh? Maybe, yeah.
Corn
is pickled. Yeah. Pickled. I don't know. Okay, and corned beef. Yeah, maybe. Yeah, because it stays longer, that's for sure.
Yeah.
Okay. Maybe you're right. He also writes in this base, Techev Kishinimah. So as soon as the salt starts, it takes all those chumers on. Let's just do the last sif in Simon Sadi Aleph, Sif Ches. Ein bos b'cholav nesar de melicha u'kavosh ele b'achila v'lo b'hana. Okay, when we have this whole din of melech kosech, only us is b'achila and not b'hana, which obviously, you know, which is mashma the din d'rabbanan. Okay, we learned in the very beginning of Pesayin that the isra, the chumra of isra bishul and isra hanah is only when the bos b'cholav is also d'arai. So there's not this din of melicha melech kosech, kavosh mevushul and so on is not the din d'arai. So it's a din d'rabbanan. Okay, therefore there's no isra hanah. And by the way, it'll impact other things too. Chaticha nas is available, which we'll get to. Does that apply by Durabana or not? It may be the same thing. Okay, this status is important to know. Okay, what's the status of this issue? And also, for example, that ties. Maybe we don't put two Durabana together. Maybe that's relevant here also. Okay. The Shach something tells you. Look what he wrote at the beginning of Pei Zion. Okay, you know, where he throws in the other issues. Okay, now. I just want to throw in a point, okay, that let's remember back in Simon Pei Zion, Tzli to begin with may be only Drabbanan. Remember we had, not everyone agreed, but we had a machlokas over there that even Basar Tzli, not Mevushal, Basar Chalav with Tzli is only Drabbanan to begin with, okay, then certainly that'll be the case here, but we're pointing out that even if you hold Tzli is Daraisa, okay, but the Chumra of Melech Korseach, that's only be a Din Drabbanan. Okay, and the nafkamina will be with regards to Shari Surin, okay? Meaning, in other words, this question of Tzli, whether Tzli is you know, whether we're dealing with the Din D'Oraisa or Din D'Rabbanan. In other words, by Shari Surin, there's no Gzeres HaKosav of Bishul, right? So therefore, you could be dealing with the Din D'Oraisa when it comes to Tzli, but over here, the Din of Melech Korsech is only going to be a Din in, Din D'Rabbanan. Okay, I just want to finish by pointing out that Soloveitchik had an interesting, I think a very interesting insight here to a more important point. I raised it at the end yesterday. We're finished now, Melech Kiroseach. What does it mean, Melech Kiroseach? Kiroseach, that Kaf HaDimyon, right? The Kaf. Shomei HaKi'on, I mentioned yesterday, right? Does it mean Mamashak he spoke? Okay, Shulcho Shom Kimoso. It's Mamashak he did it, or just the Chalos is like he did it, right? In all these cases, you can have a lot of fun, you know, preparing chaburas and figuring out when you say what the kafadina is. So the Rav said, you raise the same question here. When we talk about a blia through salt, that's the question, right? We're talking about here, let's summarize, right? We're talking about here that the blia happens through the agency of salt, because the salt brings out the flavor from the davar asur, and the davar mutar is balayet, or the basar l'chala, whichever it is, okay? Is that because, in other words, we say melech roseach, that it's mamish because we consider it to be hot, like the salt it's like it's hot, or okay, the salt does not have a din of heat. It's not hot. There's no temperature change, but it's sharp. The salt, whatever, I don't know what the right word is, salty. It's sharp. So the flavor of the salt acts on that. So it's melech kiroseach. Okay, in terms of it's kiroseach in the sense that it's polite, okay, and therefore causes the other thing to be balea. Okay, in other words, the charifus of the salt. In other words, do we say malia kiroseach means we view it as if it's hot? It's not hot. We view it as if it's hot, mamish, or no? We don't view it as if it's hot. It's not hot. Malia kiroseach means that we view the din. It's treated the same way that it's transferred through heat, so it's transferred the charifus of salt. That's the chakir. You follow? Is maliach kiroseach mean? No, it's mamish. We treat it mamish like it's hot, as if it's hot, but it isn't. There's no doubt that it's not hot. Or do we say, no, we don't treat it like it's hot. The salt accomplishes, without being hot, similar to what heat accomplishes. You hear? But it's not viewed as though it's hot. That's the two sides of the chakir. Now, chakir is only worthwhile if the nafkamina. Right? I mean, that's an important thing to know. Chakir is, you can make chakiras all the time, but a chakira is a good chakira if there's a nafkamina. Okay, so the Rav point out that could be the machlokas, first of all. That could be the machlokas we had before, whether it's kidei klipa, okay, or kidei netila. Right? And by tzli, many are machmer kidei netila. That's when it's actual heat. So if we say that melech kiroseach, it's mamish treated like it's hot, then that's like those holding you need kidei netila here too. If it's not treated like it's hot, it just brings out flavor. Kidei klipa could be enough. Okay? So the machlokas with the kidei netila, kidei klipa, may depend on this question also. Secondly, this summarizes the whole simon here, everything we did the last couple of days. Similarly, there could be a machlokas, that could be the nature of the machlokas of how much salt do you need. Okay, if you're mamish, if melech roseach mamish, it's mamish the same, like it's a blia like heat, then you would say you need a significant amount of heat. And I'm sorry, significant amount of salt. That's like Rashi said, or the Rabbeinu Yaakov Yisrael, quoted by Tosis, we said yesterday, right? It needs a lot of heat, okay? I'm sorry, it needs a lot of salt to get it to that point of being treated like heat. It needs a tremendous amount of salt. But if you hold... But if you hold that, in fact, the time will be parallel, we said, right? That it's however time it takes to get hot and so on. However, if it's just a din in the charifas of the salt, okay, you could argue like a bit of time, that less salt would also suffice, okay? And the Rav said, the other, all these machlokas we had might revolve. He said, it's not mukhok, you can argue, but it could revolve around all the machlokas and can revolve around this chakira, okay? Same thing, how long does it have to stay, okay? How long does it have to stay? What is the time? Okay. Does it happen instantaneously, or do you have to wait the sheer meal? Okay. So if you're saying it's like heat, mamish like it's heat. Okay. So that's only if after when it's become like hot, when it become like it's hot, when it's lasted that amount of time, for a bli of heat. But if it's a bli of tzonein, just that it's a harifa, that could happen right away. Okay, but on the other hand, it'll only last, for the Shir Malicha. After that, it doesn't have any koch anymore. So that machlokas might also revolve around that issue. You follow? That also may be, again, you can argue with any, in my opinion, you can argue with any one of these points, but, the shittas can line up. And I've pointed out that the problem is that he was honest. I mean, not every Rishon doesn't always line up properly, but each one stands by itself. And lastly, the machlokas, whether we apply tatog over here or not. Okay? If the melicha works through heat, so then you can talk about the same thing tatog, like tzon letokham, tatog gover. But if it has to do with a bliyas tzonin, just a bliyas tzonin, because of charifas, then maybe not. And maybe not. Maybe the Tatar Gavar Amrila had nothing to do with anything because it's a different type of belief. Anyway, that's what the Rav figured out, kind of all the, you know, all of the machloksim in this sif that we did, similar we just did, may revolve around that one question: how do we interpret Olech Rosech? Okay, so that concludes Siman Sadi Aleph. Okay.